Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 4th chapter. And he went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee. And he was teaching them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. And in the synagogue there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon. And he cried out with a loud voice, "Ha! What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent, and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him down in their midst, he came out of him, having done him no harm. And they were all amazed, and said to one another, "What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And reports about him went into every place in the surrounding region. And he arose and left the synagogue, and entered Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was ill with a high fever, and they appealed to him on her behalf. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she rose and began to serve them. Now when the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out of many, crying, "You are the Son of God!" But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. And when it was day, he departed and went into a desolate place. And the people sought him and came to him and would have kept him from leaving them. But he said to them, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome the Reverend Dr. Robin Dougal from Peace Lutheran Church in Monroe, Washington.
In my generation, we watched Sinbad movies if you wanted to see genies in a bottle. Nowadays, kids watch Aladdin, which is that Disney movie where Aladdin finds this magical lamp and he rubs it and it releases this magical genie. But sooner or later, after Aladdin gets his wishes, he gets a little bit annoyed at this genie, and he tries to stuff it back into the lamp, and it won't go. I had a cat once. His name was Samson, and he was a bit of the stubborn and nasty cat. For no reason, he would bite me on the arm or swat me with his paw. And I had this cat carrier once, and I tried to put him in the cat carrier. And as soon as I got him in the carrier, he wanted to get out. And once he got out, there was no way that he was going to go back. One thing I've learned about God is that God cannot be boxed in. God refuses to be completely and totally defined. God cannot be completely or totally comprehended. If God is God, and we believe that obviously God is, then by very definition, God breaks out of any boxes of intellectual or even spiritual categorization, because God is bigger. God is bigger. And to put God in a box essentially does one thing. Essentially creates God in our image. And we have to accept God then based upon our perceptions of a God that we would be comfortable with. Just a couple of weeks ago, we celebrated Easter. And if that is one example that's powerful about the fact that God refuses to be put within any box, the celebration of Easter shows us that, figuratively speaking, Jesus could not be contained in a box. He could not be contained in a tomb. He broke through that tomb in his glorious resurrection. Jesus, in our text you see today in Luke chapter 4, breaks the box. He does it in more than just his healing ministry, but he also does it in this demonization type of issue that is mysterious in and of itself. In other words, the only way you get to see the real Jesus is if you look through the lens of Jesus, not only emerging, but blowing up any and all boxes that attempt to hem him in or control him or define him. That's why people were amazed. That's why the disciples were amazed. That's why we are amazed at who Jesus is. When you look at the text from Luke chapter 4, you can see a number of things. There are so many different options about talking about what Jesus is actually trying to reveal to us in this text about who he is. Jesus teaches with authority, first of all, and it's an authority that's not given to him, but it's actually authority incarnated. It's real, walking, talking, amazingly loving authority. Then Jesus talks about the kingdom of God. That was his stump speech, the foundation of all of his words and actions. And that's the reign of God's kingdom in and through all of our lives. That's amazing in and of itself. And then there's this whole contrast between a supernatural and a naturalistic worldview. You see, when Jesus heals and he does warfare with demons and powers of evil, he acts in a realm of the miraculous. That's what we experience in Jesus, the realm of the miraculous. We could talk about that as well, but I'd really like to focus our attention on just one thing. You see, we live in a world that doesn't take evil seriously. And Jesus, you see in this text and in many other places in the New Testament, that Jesus never messed around with evil. He wasn't passive about evil. He wasn't a negotiator with evil. He dealt with it. Now, it actually is in our own personal lives, isn't funny at all. In fact, it's far from funny. It's tragic how often we negotiate with evil. We do it verbally through political correctness. We do it relationally in terms of a lack of accountability in relationship. And we do it personally with our own constant excuses and rationalizations about our own brokenness and sin. But the only way that evil is conquered is by Jesus. Jesus took it on and he conquered evil. When he said from the cross, "It is finished," he dealt a death blow to evil through those words and through his actions. And so now we have the privilege and opportunity to be able to be proclaimers, announcers, and declarers of God revealing himself in and through Jesus on the cross, in the empty tomb, proclaiming that evil has been dealt with for all time, and to announce to the world that our purpose, your purpose, my purpose, is to be agents of this kingdom, this reign of God, which is demonstrated in through our lives. And Jesus powerfully spoke over the world as he reigned in the powers of darkness and conquered them through his amazing death and resurrection. God bless you.
We thank the Reverend Dr. Robin Dugal from Peace Lutheran Church in Monroe, Washington, for today's meditation on God's Word.